And then, you know, which are a little more subjective, but the issues you're really trying to get to are, does what they do actually work? So you're trying to get to success and, again, to profit. And in the management category, hardly anybody, by the way, except me, talks about profit. So all of the ways that they are measuring that this idea or this strategy works or it doesn't, all of the measurement devices are separated from profit. I won't name him because he's a very popular guy and it's a book doing very well and it's a book in a series. But his whole management book, all of the measurements have to do with increased employee satisfaction. None of them have to do with increased profit for owner. Well, it's that we want them to be satisfied if we can. That's nice that they're more satisfied, but that's not the purpose of business. The purpose of business is more profit. And ironically, the one big survey that was done on this that is reported in this very popular management guru's book, but he misses the point of the very survey he reports on, evidences that when intense supervisory strategy systems are put in place and there's real sort of rigid adherence to a program enforced, employee satisfaction, as they have measured it, goes down and productivity goes up. Now, he used this as an argument against rigid enforcement of a program because the employee happiness went down. But it actually makes my point in that, you know, you may not be able to have them kissing Snow White on the cheek when they leave the hut in the morning and whistling all their way to work and have maximum productivity and profit. The two things often don't go together.
Brought up a great thought here. Let's talk about employees and the employee and the employer relationship. What do you think the real true nature of that is?
Well, here's the first place that people need to get real. It is an inherently adversarial relationship.
I think that's going to shock a few people.
Well, sure. But see, it puts a different slant on all of the happy teamwork stuff that is out there. But if you stop to think about it, it can't be anything but an inherently adversarial relationship. John the employee's agenda can never, ever, ever, ever be your agenda. It can't be. You own the business. He doesn't. He has a totally separate life and life perspective. Associates around him, peers are different, influences are different. So as a business owner, your life is about your business, and your business is your life. As an employee, your life is outside of work hours. Work is an interruption and disruption to life, fundamentally an inconvenience. If you think not, round up all your employees and tell them as a social experiment, you're willing to pay them the same money they're getting now. No pay cuts, no cuts in benefits, no nothing. And you're going to try and experiment for 5 years and let them stay home if they want to or come and work if they want to. They can do whichever they want. They just have to decide and sign up on a sheet at the back of the room and see how many of them go sign up to keep coming to work. Now, there will be some. You know, there's the lottery winner who keeps coming to their job, right?
Right.
Because they're emotionally invested in the job. They have an incredibly ingrained work ethic, or the job is their place of socialization. But for the most part, most of them are going to take that deal, send me the check on the 1st or 15th, and I'll stay home and watch soap operas. And you can't blame them. So their life is not about their work, and it is not certainly about your business, and it damn sure isn't about optimizing your profits. Their life is about using their job and its paycheck as a vehicle for their life, which may be –